Charlotte Maxwell, Area Agribusiness Agent with Clemson Cooperative Extension, shares how women in agriculture can expand their networks. She notes that as the average age of agriculture producers rises, that more women are beginning to take on traditional farm roles. With this transition, she encourages women to take the time to meet others within the industry, as it is important for further growth and learning.
So the average age of farmers is getting up close to 60 and over 60 in some areas, and we're seeing a lot more women take on traditional farm roles or even starting their own farm. So there's this wealth of knowledge and wisdom out there that we need to make sure is getting passed on to that new generation of farmers, regardless of their gender. Just like you don't know what you've never learned, you don't know who you've never met. And agriculture can be a very isolating industry, and it can be hard, especially for women, to take that extra time to get off the farm and meet new people. So a great way to start growing your network is by attending local and regional extension programming events, because those events typically bring a lot of different producers together, and they typically bring a lot of different service providers and resources that you might not know about. Also, attending events by your local Farm Bureau, Farm Credits, and State Departments of Agriculture are also great ways to meet people. And I really wouldn't shy away from events outside of events advertised specifically for cotton growers. You can get out of your own silo, meet some people, and make some connections that you might not even know you needed to make. And one of the great things about COVID is we have a lot of online programming now, so you can connect with other states. And there are also a lot of different Facebook groups as well, so you can connect with people through social media. But the first step is just getting off the farm and making that effort to go to those events.